This is a Hey Area short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Today, we're trying to solve the mystery of a missing neon sign. Here's KALW's Marina Poole.
In 1976, there was a classified ad in the San Francisco Chronicle. It read,
Mr. Peanut for sale, 20 feet tall, as seen from Bayshore Freeway.
That's the last record of the huge Mr. Peanut sign that once marked the spot of the Planters Peanut Factory. For 24 years, it greeted people driving into San Francisco on the Bayshore Freeway.
What happened to Mr. Peanut? Somebody called that number.
That's KALW listener Randall Ann Hoffman. She and her husband are San Francisco neon sign enthusiasts.
Could it really have been put in the dumpster? I don't think so.
The sign consisted of the name of the company and an enormous Mr. Peanut, with his usual top hat and a hand on his hip. At night, when the sign was lit, he winked his eye and was illuminated by a tangerine neon outline.
Tangerine neon, like when have you ever seen tangerine neon? That one must have been so cool.
Planters, then owned by Standard Brands, sold the factory in 77, and Mr. Peanut came down with the sale. Kraft owns Planters today, and they have no records from the time of the factory closing. And that phone number in the ad? Unsurprisingly, disconnected.
The number you dialed is not in service.
I'm lost.
Since we weren't able to crack the case, we wanted to see if you could help us. Have you seen Mr. Peanut? If so, email us at heyarea@klw.org. In San Francisco for Hey Area, I'm Marina Poole.
Fun, fun, fun. Every day can be fun, fun, fun.